Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Well, this is a test run because we were having some technical difficulties last week. So me and Chris are just trying to do a little legwork before the show starts Friday about the infrastructure of the utility company. So how you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Baby. You're a baby. I'm just so sore on my back because it seems like for every box that I unpack, it seems like two pop-ups.
I know. You move a lot.
Well, this is going to be the last time. You're going to have to carry me on the body stretcher because I can't do it no more. Shoot, this body is not feeling it, you know.
Yeah. And I don't mean that to be rude. I'm just saying, like, it seems like every time I see a post from you, you're moving to a different house.
Yeah, well, that's a fair assumption because as soon as I got down here, this is house number 4, you know. And you've been with me how long, 6 years?
Yeah, something like that.
So then that's house number 5 for you then, to come down here, and then the fourth one being here. So, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I can't understand why
Terry,
the show didn't work last week.
Huh?
Oh,
I don't know why it I don't know why it didn't work either. I thought everything went well. I promoted it twice like I always do, and it worked well. I was surprised when you said it didn't work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, it kept saying something like, there's no episode schedule. And I'm looking, and I look back on the roster of upcoming shows, and it was there. So I'm saying to myself, what is really going on? But, you know, whatever it is, whether it's negativity warfare or somebody is trying to make sure that my show don't go on as planned, you know, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Because you never know. There's always something that we don't know, seen and unseen, that's going on around us. So, you know, we're here, we try to keep it positive and keep it happy and funny, you know, but when stuff like that happens, usually it happens on those shows we have about the paranormal or those shows, that's when we had that crazy stuff happening. But this was like something that I can't explain. Blog Talk Radio, they never called me back or text me. So I was a little, you know, concerned about that. So this
but
week,
it's kind of
sad.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead because you know how I've been cut people off. You go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, and before I worked with you, like even the shows that I started, you know, when in the beginning of my career, all those shows were Blog Talk Radio. So it seems like it kind of followed me.
For real?
Yeah, not the ones I interned for, but the internet ones I did. Like Roseanne Barr's son had something, and I think Roseanne had something. So it was like back before she went nuts. So like you know, years ago, like. You know, 20.
She got fired off of that TV show, the comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, you know, maybe this is home for you. You just didn't know it.
Yeah, maybe it is. But I wanted, what I was trying to say, what I wanted to get my point across earlier was, I was going to ask you if you watch, do you have cable?
Yes.
Do you have HBO?
Yes.
You should watch the show The White Lotus. That's a great show.
Okay, what's that about?
It's about a resort. It's a fictional resort in Maui, and the manager is a gay guy and who's a recovering addict, and then like all these people have troubles. But it's like a comedy. It's like a dark comedy drama, like Jennifer Coolidge. You know, Jennifer Coolidge, who used to do like Two Broke Girls. She's in it and she's funny.
Right.
And it, yeah, okay. it's a funny show. Yeah, I think you'd like it.
Okay,
maybe.
White Lotus. You said White Lotus?
White Lotus,
oh,
yeah, Lotus.
Lotus.
White Lotus, yeah. How do I spell
okay,
it? How do you spell it?
We'll check that out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, my grandma's the one that told me about that show, so that's why I learned about it from a smart person, the same one that has, you know, comes on here.
Yeah, I love your grandmother. She is so down to earth, so real, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I like talking to older women and men, because they have gotten to the stage in their life that they don't have to be pretentious, they don't have to be fake. You know, what you see is what you get, and I like that realness, and I like the wisdom that they bring to the plate, because they've been around,
right.
They've seen things, and they have went through some stuff and recovered, you know, and they have a source of information to help you when you're going through stuff. So, you know, people say what they want to say. I'd rather have an older friend than a younger friend, because a younger friend, you got sometimes that entitlement syndrome going on.
Oh.
But these older people,
oh,
man,
excuse me.
Yeah, excuse me. Millennium. But, yeah, I just love older people, man. And your grandmother's a gem. She's just a sweet woman.
I was making a joke, Carrie, because you said younger people. I knew you wasn't talking to me. I said,
yeah, millennial. Yeah, I heard you. You said, well, I understood, you know. But you tell your grandma I said hello. And tell your beautiful mom I said hello, too.
Oh, I will. It's funny because my grandma gave me this idea, and I meant to run it by you, but I was going to wait till closer to when she wanted to do this. But since we always have her on, like at the end of the year, she wanted to make that. She wanted to do that every year.
That's fine, because she's family. Once you've been on, you can keep coming. Just call me and let me know if she want to do it soon, or does she want to do it in November to get all her Christmas gifts, you know, orders. I mean, just let me know.
Okay.
It's
yeah, I tell
time.
Her. I'm
she
like,
can be our recurring, you know, she can be our reoccurring
yes.
show psychologist, you know, sexual psychologist.
Yeah.
I will warn you,
Terry, that you know it's very hard to get a hold of her. She never answers the phone for me, so I don't know how reliable she will be. But she's been on twice, and she's been reliable. So.
Yeah, she has been. And we're running out of time. You give that woman a big old kiss, and you tell her Pizza King, he better get that stuff done, because already Pizza Hut is trying to call that little half sandwich pizza thing, and before you know it, they're going to be rolling it up like a pizza cone. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. He's been doing festivals and stuff all summer.
Okay, but he needs to get it documented in the Library of Congress that that's his design. The pizza cone, because
but
already,
you know, Terry. Just between us, Terry, he doesn't want to listen to you.
I see that, because you saw these commercial Pizza Hut. All of a sudden, you know, they got Chris Robinson, you know, talking about the pizza that's like in a sandwich. It don't take much to make it an ice cream cone shape. You know what I'm saying? But you hold it in your hand better. So you know, it's getting close to somebody stealing his idea. And he's going to be shit out of luck.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's a wrap. Any last words? We got about 8 seconds on the clock, darling.
Just I'll see you Friday. You know, Fridays are my double days because I do my day job and then I do the radio show. So it's like a double whammy on Fridays.
All right. Well, you bring your A game like you always do. And I'll
yep,
see you
I
this
do.
Friday in a couple of days.
Okay.
I love you, Chris.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.